you're familiar with the song, is it she or it? No, she's a brick. Is that right? Okay. Well, we're not gonna go there. But there's lots of brick on display here at Pacific Coast Builders Conference, especially at the McNair Brick and Block exhibit. And here to tell us about it is Lee Pryor. Welcome to the program, Lee.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about McNair. I was thinking of Mud-X Clinkers. Go ahead.
McNair's been around since 1860, and fifth generation, still operating in San Rafael, not right down the road.
Since 1860?
Yep, 1860.
Abraham Lincoln was president.
Yep, that's
about
right.
About those times, 1861. Yeah, anyway.
I believe Ulysses S. Grant was elected about that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the innovation here is the metal panel system for installing thin brick. So it dispenses with the lath and plaster that's typically used, and then it dispenses with the thin set, so you don't have all the mess of mixing up thin set.
Wait a minute. It dispenses with the lath and plaster. What you're saying is this is actually the siding.
It is.
The exterior wall covering.
Right over the
siding. That attaches
siding
to the studs.
Right over the sheathing. So it, whether it's
Shear panel.
Yeah, it could be zip panel, it could be OSB, it could be any
whatever
number of sheathing. Yeah.
Sure.
And
so,
this consists of a metal plate.
It's 28-gauge G60 metal panel.
And that's galvanized sheet metal.
Mm-hmm.
And there are perforations. What do you call them?
They're actually tabs that are
tabs
bent out.
The
tabs correspond with a slot in the back of the brick such that they just hang on the panel. So speed of installation, the coursing is all done for you, and it's the rate of installation that's so compelling.
You know, this isn't the first year exhibiting this product.
No, many years.
It's been a few years.
Yeah.
But I've been wanting to try this, and you can use it inside
mm-hmm.
or outside.
Sure.
And
what size are the metal panels?
4 foot by 4 foot. So they
That's
go up
it.
Really quick. 16 square feet per panel.
So I would have Tyvek or another
any suitable
waterproof barrier on the right, waterproof barrier on the exterior, and then
correct.
I would put the galvanized sheet metal
directly
panels with tabs, and then
mm-hmm.
Hang my brick, my half brick on that, and then mortar it.
Correct.
So do you have to use an adhesive to hold the brick in place?
Yeah, you'd use a construction adhesive like a PL Premium.
Okay.
And
you
just put a little dab on there.
Do you put that on the brick or on the metal?
On the metal panel.
Okay.
So you just run a bead across the tabs where the brick intersects?
Well, you want to avoid a bead because it'll dam up the water. So you just put a dab.
Oh.
That way it continuously drains behind the brick.
Yeah, and you have the four simple steps. Install panels, place adhesive,
yeah,
place bricks, place mortar, finished.
Right.
That's five steps. No, I'm kidding. Finished is it. Yeah.
Increasingly
difficult to find good masons with the skill set, especially
it's
in California.
It's increasingly difficult to find anybody
right
in the skilled trades.
So think about
let
it.
Alone
you
masons.
Could, the guy that's sweeping the floor today could be your bricklayer tomorrow.
Yeah. You know what? I think what we should do is have him put that broom down, get him to install the brick, and charge what a qualified stonemason would charge. Anyway, listen, you're the best. Lee Pryor, he's with McNair Brick and Block, and if you'd like to learn more about this innovative system, they call it BrickFast Type McN Thin Brick Panel System. Where do they go?
They go
on
to www.mcnear.com.
That's McNear.com.
There you go.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.